This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Draymond Green is a leader, but I think his leadership from the fan base has been in question these last few years, given everything that's taken place, the indefinite suspensions. Jimmy Butler on this team has been a tremendous leader. And it's not something I say lightly, considering the narrative surrounding him when he was first acquired a couple months ago was that he was a horrible leader, that he was a bad teammate, that he was all of those things baked into it. Now, I think that is still somewhat true from a Miami perspective. If you were to go to Miami, those things happened. It went down that way. It is what it is. That's their story, and that's their thing. But since he's been a Golden State Warrior and been with the Warriors, he's been nothing but excellent on and off the court, inside and outside the locker room, the media. He's been funny. He stepped up in a way yesterday that, and it is playoff Jimmy. Don't get me wrong. It is playoff Jimmy, but him talking that talk to Dylan Brooks, the way he was doing it in his face and in his grill, and then backing it up on the court made him already to me a Warrior playoff legend just in that one game. If nothing else happens, I will have that moment to look back on with Jimmy Butler going right at Dylan Brooks for that sucker, you know what, behavior, and balling and getting that key rebound and getting a key bucket. He was been great. That was a leader yesterday that I saw from Jimmy Butler. When the other leader, Stephen Curry, he didn't have it offensively. That's okay. That's why you got Jimmy Butler. What did we talk about when they first acquired him, Joe? And I told you, this could be the best playoff performer in the Golden State Warriors. Like, this could be your 1A, 1B situation. A lot of people are like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is Stephen Curry country. I know. I know. I don't say that lightly. Jimmy has shown, whether you've watched the Miami Heat or as a Golden State Warrior, when push comes to shove, he's going to make the winning plays. He did yesterday.
He had the left-handed layup, which was ridiculous. He had, what, 5 free throws, which were all mandatory. They weren't like, oh, you know, I hope you hit these. No, no, no. Have to hit them. And then 3 big rebounds down the stretch. He affected winning on every single level.
Leadership. Leadership, man.
And he drew fouls. Throughout the bulk of the game, you know, the guy is, he's such an interesting person because if they try to make this deal, and I put it out there like, hey, none of us knew we wanted Jimmy Butler, but now that we're here, I can't envision a life without him.
I wanted Jimmy Butler. Okay. On the Warriors. I did. I'm not going to. I don't want to be that guy. I was the guy saying, I don't know if Kevin Durant's going to want to come back here. He didn't. I think this mindset that he instilled in this team was desperately missing from the Golden State.
He helps them in areas that they need help. Rebounding, a second playmaker in the half court. I'm talking about be able to facilitate. Mm-hmm. Get to the free throw line. A toughness. There's just a toughness level to him. Not that KD's not tough. They're just very different players. And I think that the way that he's shifted the floor in terms of spacing has made it a little more unique. And I think that it's allowed other players to thrive, like Quentin Post.
Right.
Because the spacing, now you have more guys that are able to operate on the perimeter. I actually think, in a weird way, he's better for Pajemski, too. Pajemski's gotten more open looks from three-point land. But again, Pajemski would have been able to adjust to KD. But here's the thing. Had he not made it so ugly in Miami, I think a lot of people are like, well, they should have made this deal a year and a half ago. It would have cost twice the cost. And a year and a half ago, they weren't ready to deal him. He needed to make it ugly. As you see Giannis dealing with the Milwaukee situation that he's got, a lot of players aren't willing to make it get ugly. And there's going to be a 30 for 30 someday about Jimmy self-sabotaging his way out of Miami and basically turning his value at whatever it was, 100%, and cutting it in half.
Oh, well, if
the cost to deal for him was half of what it would have been a year ago.
Well, and you're on fire. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Like, there's going to be a 30 for 30 if this whole thing ends up in another championship. Knock on wood.
Even if it doesn't.
But if it does, it's going to be all in that Warriors doc, that dynasty doc. It's all going to be a part of it. And the Jimmy Butler story is going to be a massive piece of it. You mentioned something there that I thought was interesting. You brought up Brandon Pajemski. He's like, yeah, he would have been able to, you know, play with, you know, Kevin Durant. But it's the, all the other things with Jimmy Butler was why he's perfect for a guy like Pajemski, because not that Pods is going to be Jimmy Butler, but it's all the things you want from Pajemski that you see in Jimmy Butler. The ball distribution, right? Knowing where to be on the floor. He's not going to be the defender. He doesn't have the size. He can't be the defender that he is. No. But I saw some of that defense yesterday, one-on-one on Fred VanVleet, a guy that's smaller than him in stature. That huge block that he had as Fred VanVleet's trying to, you know, dribble drive, penetrate. Just huge, massive block. That's Jimmy Butler. That's his effect. You saw Jimmy Butler when he was out last game. What was he doing? He was coaching up Buddy Hield. He was getting on Buddy, saying, hey, you need to do this. He was doing it with Kuminga when Kuminga got the start. That is what we're missing in Golden State. A little bit of that. Not to say we weren't getting it with Draymond and Steve. I think there is something about a different voice, though. In life, sometimes you need an outside voice to give you a different perspective on things, and it hits harder in a different way. I don't know how to explain it or quantify it.
I agree.
But outside voices are needed sometimes, and this was an outside voice that was needed, and now he's become an inside voice because he's a part of the team. And again, I think he's a Warrior legend just for that game alone yesterday and talking that talk with Dylan Brooks. Now you become more of a legend, if you will, if you actually do the whole damn thing. And that was a huge step in doing it. I do think it was poetic before we go to the calls, before you respond, Joe. I do think it was poetic yesterday, though, the way the Miami Heat season ended on the same day the Warriors have their biggest win in a few years in the playoffs and basically put a stamp on that round one series as Miami is getting absolutely blasted. The end of the first quarter in Miami yesterday, 43-17. The game was over in the first quarter.
And Jimmy doing it with playoff Jimmy activated while he's compromised.
Yep.
And Steph's not playing great.
Yep.
And Draymond's got foul trouble, right? And I'm telling you, the play of the game for me, I know I'm railing on the officials. I would have put it as a flagrant one. So I'm admitting that on the front end. When he fouled Dylan Brooks in transition, I loved it. That was old school. Like, okay, we're losing the war here in terms of like the physicality. I'm going to give you a hard foul and I'm going to foul you in transition. And it was on the arm, not on the head, not on the shoulders, on the arm, old school style, backyard style. And Dylan missed both free throws. And I know their close to that half was horrible. Steph had horrible turnovers. Jimmy had a bad turnover. Paz had it was bad. That foul to me was the signal being sent. We're not backing down. And Jimmy looked so compromised in the first half. Then in the third quarter, you could feel he was a man on a mission and he was going to make plays. Him and Pods had a couple of sequences where they were kind of playing a two-man game and Pods kept relocating for the wide open three. And he was feeling it.
Nick in Berkeley, Dave in South City, will get to you in a second. I want to hear from Jimmy Buckets. I want to hear from all this great sound after the game, by the way. This was walking off with TNT yesterday, their broadcast, sound courtesy of them. Jimmy Butler asked how he got through the game physically.
Well, in a game that we didn't know if he'd play or not, you played nearly 40 minutes. I mean, how did you get through it physically and mentally?
Oh, man. Somebody said something to me. That's all it takes. Somebody to say something to me gets me going every single time.
I take it you won't share it with me.
No. That mic's underneath the goal. You can hear it.
Oh, my God.
I
love him so much.
Maybe we should be thanking Dylan Brooks for that.
I love him so much.
I'm in love with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler basically credited Dylan Brooks for him, you know, balling out in the rest of that game. Thank you, Dylan Brooks. You know what? We love you here in Golden State.
Jimmy
Gift that keeps on giving.
Jimmy. Pods, QP. I mean, it was just, God.
Jimmy.
He believed in him all along. Dave in South City wants to join the conversation.
God, he's
Dave,
great.
Good morning. How are you feeling about that win last night, man?
God, that win was off the hook. I was just like stunned. I thought the whole team showed up in the second half. A lot of three-pointers. Even Curry wasn't on fire. They made up for it. But at this point, I'm predicting Boston and Golden State in the finals. That's my prediction.
I want to finish the Houston series
first before
we get ahead of ourselves. I'm not mad at them.
They put themselves in, again, a huge and great position to win this first-round series. Teams that are up 3-1 in the history of the NBA in a seven-game series. They're winning it 95% of the time, if we're just going by percentages. So that would be a huge plus. But again, some of those series go six. I would rather this not go six. I would rather, just given up what I saw yesterday, the grimacing from Jimmy Butler, and I'm going grimace here, shout out McDonald's. Like, I don't want that to be a thing and lingering like for a couple more games in a couple more days. I don't want that. So take care of business tomorrow. That team's already down on themselves, and the Houston Rockets put them out of their misery, man.
Given that
old Yeller
was,
them.
Given that Jimmy was like limping, you know, to the free throw line after getting fouled on the three. God, it's just, I can't believe he hit all of his free throws and then comes through with the big rebound. He looked like the guy was going to have to sub out of the game.
Credit Dylan Brooks for giving him that motivation, Joe. Hey, Dylan Brooks might have been the Warriors' best player yesterday. 888-957-9570. We are streaming
Warriors
on Twitch.
Legend, Dylan Brooks.
Yes, exactly. We are streaming on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union.